You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Welcome to Tech with Heart. We are all about empowering entrepreneurs to be successful in a digital era. And today we are very excited about our special guest. Her name is Colleen Biggs, and she is an acceleration coach for businesses. And we also are excited because she's an international speaker and an author and a leader, a very powerful one at that, for women, to help them shine so bright that they attract everything that they're meant to and more. And so today we're going to talk about that, how you can get massive exposure for your business in an online digital world. So welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Colleen.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I'm honored to be here as a guest.
Yes, I can't wait to start diving in. So why don't we go ahead, and the first question right off the bat is, what are maybe just a few ways that small business owners can get massive exposure? What are just a few tips that you could give us? We can't give away the whole treasure box, but we definitely can lead them to understand what are just some ways, especially like maybe even free ways, like free, like the highway, but like free, no cost ways to get themselves exposure online.
You know, I'm glad that you said free way, because this is probably the fastest way for you to get exposure for yourself. And that fastest way is going to be to show up. And showing up is really about, being active in networking groups. Today, the silver lining that the pandemic offered us is online virtual networking. And back in the day, Michelle, you'll remember, virtual networking wasn't a thing. So we would spend hours in the car going to an event, hours in the car coming back to an event, and wasted a lot of time. You know, I can pop from virtual event to virtual event to virtual event, literally back to back to back on virtually on the computer now with technology. And so the very number one thing is you need to show up. So what are you showing up to, and how are you showing up during the week? And if you're not showing up to anything where you have the opportunity to meet another person, that's the one thing you need to get on your calendar and get started in. And there is no excuse not to find those. They are free everywhere. In fact, Lead Up for Women, they're free. You could just go to any event that I have. Networking events are on Meetup. They're on Eventbrite. You can find them just in Facebook by Googling on Google. Networking events are everywhere. I say connect with someone that you know that is networking today, and let them introduce you to some groups, because it's not that you want to just network in any group. The Happy Neighborhood Project is a wonderful group out there that is diverse in many, many industries. You need to find the right networking group for you that is, you're going to be able to connect with people. So that would probably be the number one tip that I would start with, is you just got to show up.
Yeah, I like the fact that you mentioned that it needs to be a good fit for you. Mm-hmm. Because we only have so many hours in a day. And she's correct in the fact that you can't even go online without seeing an invitation to an event these days. There's summits, there's webinars, there's networking events, there's speed networking events. There's masterminds, and it's just a plethora of information, which is fantastic, but you can get a little overwhelmed, and you can spend your time that you can't get back perhaps hanging out with the people that aren't necessarily the best fit. So can we speak to that a little bit? How can we help them identify where they should be spending their time?
Yeah, I think if we're talking about networking, the number one thing that I would say is look for who is involved in the group, right? So if you find the group on Facebook, click on some of those individuals and find out who they are, what industry they're in, find out who is leading the group, connect with that person, find out, what the meeting is about. Usually you can tell by the title. There's a meetup that I get invited to a lot of meetups, and There's a meetup of women that have left corporate, you know, and are now entrepreneurs. There's a meetup for Bible study, right? That's probably not the meetup I'm going to during the week when I want to get exposure to meet other women for business networking, right? So I wouldn't be going to Bible study. And I'm just using that as an example. Not that I wouldn't want to do a book club or a Bible study in my own time, because I do. But during my workday, if I was looking for more exposure for my brand and my business to expand my influence, I'm going to want to find communities that have the demographics of the people I want to connect with, the people that I want to, or I have a desire to partner with, or to collaborate with, or get to know. So they would be in my industry, and they would also be someone that I had an interest, similar interest with.
Fantastic. Thanks for that. So, okay, so let's just say they do their homework, they find out some groups, they put it on the calendar, they get registered so that they get it all on the calendar, because I can't overemphasize the need to use your calendar wisely during the week to make sure you're blocking out your time correctly so that you're not feeling frantic and overwhelmed and stressed out. You want to be very intentional with your how you show up as well. So now let's take it to the next level. So now that they show up, how do they show up well? Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah. You know, for me, it's a very basic principle. We really have no one else to be but ourselves. And I know that sounds cliche and we've heard it a lot, but you know, in black and white, it looks like this. The easiest path for you to get to know someone else, for that person to get to know you, is for you to show up exactly who you are. You know, I show up in different clothes. My hair might look different. But every time I meet Michelle, every time we talk, every time I meet anyone else, I'm exactly the same person. I show up exactly the same way because it's easy, it's freeing, it's light, it's me. And so I don't apologize for that. So we sometimes in our past maybe have spent time trying to be the perfect us, the us that we think everyone else is going to like. But really, in honesty, people aren't looking for the perfect you. They just want you. And the easiest way to show up is with who you are. So what do you bring to the party? Do you have a great personality? Do you like to crack jokes? You know, crack a joke. Have a great personality when you show up. Do you like to take control of a room? Are you loud? Are you boisterous? You know, show up exactly with who you are. Don't apologize for that. And try and make a memorable moment with someone. So did someone say something? Did they wear something? Did they have a pair of glasses on? Did they work for a company that intrigues you? Write those things down and really get to know someone in collaboration. Don't walk into a networking event only expecting to meet a client and, you know, have that cha-ching moment where it's a transactional moment, because that's not what collaboration is about. Collaboration is about connecting and then fostering and cultivating those conversations to see where that collaboration can go. Because sometimes it's not the individual that you meet that you have a transaction with. It could be the proximity of two or three other people down the line that they introduce you to. Then that person actually winds up working with you or opens a door for you to someone else that you never know you were going to meet. So again, understand the cultivating of relationships and why you're there. We're not there for the immediate, I have to get a sale today.
Yeah. Now, I love that you mentioned this. This is the thing. If you want to be an influencer, if you want to have influence over others, you need to show them who you are, like she was mentioning, and then also show them that you actually care about them. So listen well. Definitely use names as often as you can so that people relate to the fact that you just remembered their name. They like that. And go in with the intention of building relationships and perhaps sharing information about what you do, but you want to share it in a way that, of course, is appealing, right? So you want to show up well with the right intentions. You want to be authentically you. You want to dress for the event, and whatever the event is, know what that, you know, you don't want to show up in sweats and spaghetti strap with no bra if you're a woman, or, you know, you don't want to show up in a tank top showing all your muscles if it's a business event, if you're a guy. You want to know that you're presenting yourself professionally, even if it's a Zoom, you know. It was so important that we show up with the intention that we are here to network and do business. And that way others will look at you and say, oh, I think I want to do business with that person based upon everything I'm seeing and everything I'm hearing. But the sphere of influence stuff that you mentioned about the 2 to 3 people, that's awesome. So what do you believe is a great way for them to, let's just say they get an opportunity to do breakout rooms. I'm seeing a lot of that. Business events are doing breakout rooms where people in that are attending are able to meet with one another. What can you say to how we go ahead and introduce ourselves?
Yeah, let me give you a visual of what not to do. And this is because, you know, it's one of the best ways to explain it. If you were to physically walk into a room that was a networking room, and there was, you know, say a round table of people sitting there, which physically is what we used to go to. And then you would never walk up, throw your business cards at everyone, turn around and say, call me, and walk out the back door. Like, that's not what we would do. So I say that as a visual because that is exactly what people do today in these breakout rooms. They go in there, they try and sell themselves, they give all their information to everyone else, and they don't write anyone's information down. They don't follow up with anyone else. They're basically just throwing cards at everyone and say, call me, and walk out the back door. Well, that's not going to work, and I'm probably not going to call you if you throw your business card at me. So when you're in a breakout room, one of the most important things is to share something about your past, something that's a memorable moment with people. You know, Michelle, I share regularly that I am a mother of 7 kids and 11 grandkids. Nobody forgets that. They never forget that. They're like, what did you just say? Right? People are writing that down. Because if someone were to come back to me later, we want to be recognized. We want to be liked. We want to be remembered, don't we? Because it just makes us feel good. And so when someone says, wow, Colleen, I can't believe you're the mother of 7 kids and 11 grandkids, who do you think is going to get my attention first when I get an email? That person that remembered what I said, it meant that they actually cared about me, what came out of my mouth. So that's why when you're talking, spend a minute if you get a minute, usually it's 30 seconds or a minute or 2 minutes, and talk a little bit about why you're doing what you're doing. What is your purpose behind why you do what you do? Who are you as a person, right? We're not robots. What makes us who we are today is not what we do. Why we do it is what makes us who we are today. So talk to people about why you're so passionate, and talk to them about why you're so passionate about your purpose and how your purpose solves a problem. Because if you're not solving a problem that exists today, then generally people don't want to take you up on an offer that you're going to give them to follow up, to have a phone call, because they're not clear on what you can do for them. So when you're very clear on what you can do to solve someone's problem or for them in the room, they're most likely to follow up with you. And I always say, be the first one to follow up. So talk a little bit about yourself, be personable, be funny. If you're a funny person, share exactly who you are, a little bit about your personal life. And then be sure to listen very attentively to the other attendees and only write down the ones that you feel you want to follow up with. Don't feel like you have to follow up with all 6 people in the room and I'm feverishly writing all their information down and I'm chatting them and asking them to follow up. I listen intently to find out, do I have a connection with this person? Do I know of a connection for this person? Or do I feel like that we could have a follow-up? If there's not any one of those, then it's nice to meet them, and then I listen to the next person. Because it doesn't mean every person we meet, we're going to collaborate with, follow up with, or do business with.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is, so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
Absolutely. And everything you said is so spot on, really. You know, jot yourself down some notes when you feel that there's a connection. Do your very, very best to remember names. I'm a visual person, so it really does help when we're on a Zoom and I can see their face, you know, and I actually can sometimes see the name down below. So that helps me put the face to the name. And then, you know, I write myself notes and do that follow up. So that's a beautiful, this is all such wonderful nuggets of wisdom when it comes to networking at business events online. Now, what else can the business owners do to help themselves be in the spotlight more besides just showing up at networking events?
I'm going to brag a little bit here, Michelle, and I generally don't brag too much, but the reason why I talk about spotlights is because it is about you standing in the spotlight saying, me, me, me. This is about me, my brand. And as women, we really weren't raised that way to be standing in the spotlight and have it all about us. But if you are not shouting from the mountaintops and standing in every spotlight possible, no one is going to know about you. And the number one thing I hear from people is, holy cow, I see you everywhere. So I make an appearance on LinkedIn. I do little daily short videos. They are not planned videos. This is a 20-second video that I do that says, hey, the word of the day is, and I say a little bit about that word and how it affects our lives, right? Today's word was choice. We can choose to feed fear and negativity, or we can choose to feed happiness and love and confidence. That's really what I said all morning. So I say that because people aren't waiting for the perfect you. Like I said earlier, they just want you. So think of the ways you can show up. Could you do a post on LinkedIn, just maybe a casual post, or you were hanging out with your kids last night, or what you had for dinner, or whatever it is. Like, let people get to know you personally, because they love to get to know you, right? People like to do business with people they know, like, and trust. How do you build trust? How do you get people to know you? And how do you get people to like you? Now, I'm not out there just trying to build friends and trying to get the likability factor, but people like you because you just show up as you and they know, like, oh, you're authentic. I'm going to get you every time. So do little videos, post on LinkedIn. Maybe if someone has a post on LinkedIn and you like it, and I use LinkedIn a lot because it's a business platform, you comment to that person like, way to go, girl. Congrats on the award, or I love seeing your kids on here. They're so adorable, or wow, that looks like a really cool job. These only take you a few minutes a day to do, but it keeps you fostering and cultivating these connections with other people. At the same time, you're showing up in feeds. So when you show up in a feed, everyone in your feed now sees that. That's just the way LinkedIn works. Show up on videos on Facebook. Show up on interviews like this, you know, with Michelle. We talked about, hey, Michelle, do you want to come on my podcast? She's like, yeah. Hey, do you want to come on my show? You know, collaborate with other people and share platforms. Write an article. You can show up on a blog. You know, plenty of people are looking for contributors out there. You can start your own blog or vlog. Do a video on YouTube. It's free to upload a video. Do a video on TikTok. Did you know you can upload a video on TikTok that takes you 1 minute and automatically uploads to Instagram at the same time? These are all the ways that you can continue showing up. Email people you haven't talked to in a while and say, hey, I was thinking about you. We're going into the weekend. What are you doing that's fun? That's what I'm doing this weekend. It doesn't always have to be business. Just connect with people and show up everywhere you can possibly show up.
Wow, that was amazing. So back to the point about engaging others on posts, some of the best connections that I've made were from me posting a comment in somebody else's post. Remember, how you show up matters. If you are the kind of person that really and authentically gets excited when you see somebody else's success, that is so attractive. Hear me when I say this. You are putting out an energy, praising others for their success. That is attractive. What will happen is if people don't know you, they're going to see your accolades for this person. They're going to appreciate the fact that you took time to write those accolades for this person. Then they're going to click on your profile and go and learn more about you. Hopefully your profile is presented in a way that is incredibly appealing as well. And guess what? You just made a new internet friend. So do that again and again and again, and just show up and don't be salesy in your comments on other people's posts. Just be influential, provide value, provide guided comments. Like if you're a leader, you're a thought leader, you know, you can give guidance without it feeling at all salesy. It's not salesy. It's just informative, insightful. It's just helpful. Or it's just a praise for somebody else as well, you know, doing well. So thank you for all of that. Those are great nuggets. I'm a big, huge component of video. I think that we need to be out there on video more. Colleen, you mentioned it. If people want to see you, how often do you show up on video? You said daily?
Yes. Yeah, so sometimes multiple times a day. So I started doing videos every single morning. I call them shorts, and it's the word of the day. I upload it to TikTok, Instagram Reels. It literally takes me less than 10 minutes to do the video, upload it to YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn stories. And it's just something fun that I have scheduled in my calendar to do every morning once I'm ready to go for the day. It's the first thing I do. And my inspiration, by the way, I do not plan this days in advance. My inspiration comes from my journaling, my gratitudes, and my reading every morning. So I do that every morning at about 5:30 to 6 o'clock. It's my time, and that's where my inspiration comes from. And so I just do these videos and show up every day in all these different platforms because I'm reaching someone different on each platform. That might be subscribed to a YouTube channel, but they're not following me on Instagram. They have no idea what TikTok is, or someone that might just follow me on LinkedIn, or a friend of a friend of a friend that is a friend on LinkedIn. I also show up on videos for events that I run for all of my members. I do a podcast every week. I do a Member Monday Spotlight every morning where I show up and I'm praising my members and other women in my group. So I show up a lot for others. Everything I do is showing up to spotlight and praise other women and their talent. So it's always an honor to be able to be in a position that I am in today, where I have the opportunity to be the one being interviewed and to be the guest. And so this always warms my heart. And why I do what I do is because it makes me feel great to be a guest on somebody's show. So I want others to feel that way and spread that kindness and that love for other people.
Absolutely. So let's just go ahead and move forward then. If somebody were to want to reach out to you, Colleen, or maybe even work with you or join your Lead Up for Women group, you do take men, right? I mean, it's just mostly geared towards women, but do you embrace men as well? No?
I embrace men by being married to them, having sons and having grandsons. But in Lead Up for Women, I do interview some men on my podcast, but we do not have males that are members. It changes the conversation in the room. So this is an organization for women, female entrepreneurs, as well as women that are in careers and are looking for not only motivation and inspiration, but collaboration and education. We do a lot of educating throughout the community, but this is truly about expanding your influence and attracting clients. So every platform that you can find us on is at Lead Up for Women. We are everywhere. And we have a magazine that our members can write articles in to be published. We have a podcast that they can be interviewed so that they have credibility. You know, being published in a magazine isn't something that happens every day, or being on the front of a cover of a magazine. So these are opportunities for you to market that, to show up in all of the platforms that you're on. But I know that social media is very oversaturated. So again, the way that you stand out is A, being unique and showing up as yourself, B, being consistently, right? Just consistently showing up, and C, doing something different and out of the ordinary. So having a magazine article that you're showing, or a 10 tips article, having a podcast that you said that you were on, or a guest on someone else's show. So how can you show up in blogs? How can you show up in videos? How can you show up in something other than just a post that you put on social media that can get very buried very quickly in the noise that we have out there in that kind of oversaturated world. So, you know, say yes to speaking opportunities, say yes to being a guest, but just make sure that the demographics of where you're speaking and those in the audience are those that you want to appeal to, because it would make no sense for me to say, go to a tech company and have a conversation with a room full of men about how to show up as a female in today's world, right? It wouldn't make sense for me to have that conversation with a room full of male techs. So again, make sure that you're showing up on the right platforms for yourself, and you can check us out at Lead Up for Women.
LeadUpForWomen.com, is that where they go?
Yep, and you can follow us on every social media platform out there at Lead Up for Women.
Do you have a free offer for anybody that wants to check you out?
I do, and our magazine is just incredible. And I want to offer all of you the opportunity to download our free digital magazine, because it is written by all of our members. So it goes to show just how amazing each one of our members are and how the editors and publishers and artists just make this article look phenomenal. So I invite you to read all about business, leadership, philanthropy, and lifestyle, and read about what other women have been through, their triumphs in their stories and in their personal lives, as well as in their business lives, because why reinvent the wheel when we can learn from so many other women and put more tools in our toolbox?
Well, thank you so much for that, Colleen. I am also just, if you would like to be interviewed on the Tech with Heart show, we are always looking for business experts to give back to our community, our business and entrepreneurial community. So if you have value and you want to give back, just reach out to us at techwithheartnetwork.com. And we also have a TV show. You know, you could potentially get on that show. But we're always looking for people to give value, 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 because small businesses are where it's at. We need to support small businesses on every front. We need to encourage them. And this is a heart-centered, forward-thinking community where we grow alongside each other. And we're just looking for amazing people to be a part of our heart-centered network. So again, techwithheartnetwork.com is where you can go to check us out, to also join if you'd like, or reach out to us to get interviewed on our show. So I want to thank Colleen Biggs. Thank you so much for sharing all those nuggets of awesomeness today with us about how to shine so bright, get into the spotlight, and attract all that is meant for you. Any last words of wisdom or a favorite quote that you'd like to leave us with, Colleen?
Yes, I do have a favorite quote. Well, I have two of them, but I'm going to use this one because this is how I close out my podcast. So I always let everyone know that you are the only you that has ever been, and you are the only you that will ever be. So how will you pioneer your future and show up? It's up to you. So be you and be strong.
Fantastic. Thank you, Colleen. There was a glitch on my end when we were recording your Where They Go. Can you go ahead and just, I'm going to ask the question again to see, Colleen, how can people reach out to you for a free gift?
Yeah, so you can reach out to us for a free gift at leadupforwomen.com and claim your magazine from our homepage. You just click on the button and we will give you one for free. And there you can read all about women in leadership, in business, lifestyle, and philanthropy, because, you know, we love to serve and give back.
Well, thank you so much for showing up today. And thank you for tuning in and listening to the Tech with Heart show. Check us out at techwithheartnetwork.com. Here's to your success.